Welcome to the Miss Muggsy One-of-a-Kind Psychic Medium Show. Call in now to get your psychic reading. Please keep it to one question because lines fill up quickly. The numbers to call now are toll-free worldwide, 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Ms. Muggsy One-of-a-Kind Psychic Medium Show. We have a couple of treats for you. Cinnamon Moon should be showing up in the chat room. Remember, when you're signing into the chat room, it's called Muggsy's Den. So you put in your name and the password. Look down before you hit enter and make sure it says Muggsy's Den as far as the BBS chat room, so you get in the right room. Ms. Lynn is my moderator in there, so if you have any questions, ask her. Cinnamon Moon will be showing up any minute, and she does free chat room readings. And on occasion, River Moon will show up and also offer free chat room readings. So, you guys, here we go. All right, we're going to start with Fresno call. I believe it's Juana.
Yes,
hi.
Hi.
Okay, I gotta hear your voice, babe.
Okay, I can make the question, or?
Tell me again.
I can make it a question.
The first one?
Yes,
Okay, I'm gonna do a reading for you. But I need to hear your voice. You did call for a psychic reading, right?
Yeah, I'm right here in the street because I'm driving.
You cannot drive.
I park it in the store. I park it outside.
Can you pull over so you're not driving?
No, I'm not driving. I stopped. I stopped in the store outside.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do a reading for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, what do you want me to look at?
My question?
Yeah, what's your question?
I want to know about my situation, the court. I have a court for almost a year now about my ex-husband, and he don't agree so well about my house because I stay in my house and he left. And that situation, I don't know where I go. And
okay, hold up. Okay, don't tell me too much, all right? Let me kind of, here's what I get. Your life, to me, in a nutshell, is very comical. It's like everything's going wrong that could. It's been difficult. But there's kind of like a funny spin where it's just like stupid stuff happening that you wouldn't normally expect. So I think you should have a sense of humor with what is going on, because it's going to straighten out. Now, you talk about your ex-husband. As soon as you mention him, his energy is very negative. He almost seems mean. Does he also talk down to you?
What
are you with me? It seems like he doesn't always, he doesn't treat you with respect. He treats you like, I don't know, he just kicks you down a lot. Does he also have another woman around him?
Yeah, he's married now.
Yeah, okay, that's what
he's
I was
married
getting.
I want the house, I want to keep the house. And it's what he fight with me because he wants the house.
Okay, this is what I want you to do, all right? This is what I want you to do. You can have the house. You can definitely get the house, but here's what you have to promise me. There is an attorney who is a male. He is a low-income attorney, so I'm not sure if he's with the county or what, but he's a younger guy. He's probably like early 30s. Like 33 years old, and he seems like he could be Hispanic, too. He speaks Spanish, and he will make sure that you get the house. There's going to be some loophole or something. You might have to buy your ex out, And now is the perfect time to do that because, number one, there's a new mortgage rates and stuff like that, mortgage package. The income or the home values in Fresno have bottomed out. This could not be a better time for you to do this. See what I mean? The first thing that I got about your life is that it seems like everything's going wrong, but it's comical because it's going to turn around to be in your favor. And this is a great example. Now, do you have a boyfriend now? Do you have a man in your life now?
Well, not with me.
Okay, because you do have a man coming up that's going to want to be in your life that is going to love you so much. I mean, this guy, I think it's about June time frame that this guy's going to come in, and he is so in love with you. I mean, it's like he's got stardust in his eyes. He's so in love with you. And I don't know if it's somebody... It seems like he knows of you or he's seen you. There's some kind of a history with this guy, and he just has you on a pedestal. I don't know what it is that he's so attracted. I want some of that. But it seems like he's really got you on a pedestal. So just remember, as you're going through this stuff, that it's all going to turn around to be in your favor. Because I know you've got... about four things that you got to do.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I'm sorry. There's like four challenges in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And once, once you get over those, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay? But try to have a sense of humor as you're going through it because things are going to get better for you.
Oh, okay. That's good that you said.
Okay.
Okay.
So call me back
you.
And let me know. But I really would like to see you get this attorney. I think he's a county attorney. Okay. And he has dark hair, and he's a younger guy, and you don't have to pay anything for it, and he's going to help you out, or it's very minimal. So. You'll be fine. Call me back and let me know, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much, okay?
Okay, good luck to you, all right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to have to go to the next caller, and I don't think I was told who that was yet. Frank? No, we have, oh, my God, I'm so confused. Diane from California. Ooh, my Diane, line three.
Oh, you're Diane forever. You're the best. Mugs. I'm not
How are you?
This. I'm sitting very patiently. I am loving life just because I'm just in a good mood. And I love talking to you. Put me in a better mood.
But you have good things. Okay, one of the things that I love to do is if something bad's coming, I like to be able to prepare you guys for it so it doesn't hit you so hard. And you. But with you, let me tell you something. It's like you've got a lucky charm or a leprechaun in your pocket because I get you just going through life and all of a sudden these opportunities are coming your way. People are going to be wanting to involve you in business, and things are going to start to open up. And remember what I told you last year about the mortgages and stuff?
Yes.
It's all happening. Yesterday, when Obama signed that into bill, did you hear what his plan was?
Oh, my gosh, every word. Of course, it's everywhere. It's something that it appeals to me to listen to. It's a good thing.
So, but that's what I talked about last year, and I laid out before any of this even came out. But you are in a position now to really, Diane, take a hold of this. And I'm seeing gold coins around you, and I only see that when there's a lot of money to be made. And I get two men approaching you that want to work with you. Somehow there's going to be some opportunity. I don't know if they're separate or if it's a joint effort. They're coming from two different directions, so it might be two different men, but they're going to want some kind of opportunity with you, and it's coming up shortly. it just seems like I see you walking down the street, you're meeting somebody, and, oh, by the way, I need a realtor here. Can you do? It just seems like it's going to start to fall in your lap. The other thing that I am getting, ooh, Diane, this is good. There is an investor that you're going to be coming across that is going to want to buy a couple of real estate opportunities around you.
Fabulous.
What's going on, this guy is going to be looking for at least two, maybe three homes in your area that he wants to get for a deal. I also get, you're going to be spending a lot of time with one bank, with their foreclosures. I don't know which bank that is, but
yeah,
I see you getting on a first-name basis with them.
Right. You're absolutely right. May I throw in one quick question?
Who's Frank?
Who is Frank? I don't know a Frank.
Okay, just remember that name because I want to know. I don't get names very often, but when I do, they're kind of significant. So
good.
I'd like to know who Frank is. And I also get a trip coming up. I think you're going to be really busy, and in the middle of all this chaos, everything's going to start to snowball around you. And in the middle of it, you're going to be asked to take a break and to go somewhere, and you're not going to know if you should because you've got all these requirements going on or these appointments. But I think you're going to go, but you'll just go for maybe 3 days.
That's
as far as Jules... thing of the past, he's really pulling back.
Yeah, I think you're correct on that. Absolutely, I hope.
I see him being completely gone. I mean, his energy to me is like he's a block away. He's watching kind of vicariously, but he's a block away, and eventually he's just going to go because he's going to realize he's actually going to see you with another man.
Ooh. Wow.
He's going to be somewhere, like in a parking lot or something, and you're getting into a vehicle. It's a man's vehicle that you're seeing, and he's going to actually see it.
That makes sense. I mean, it would be possible knowing it. But I thank you for your time, and I love you so much, and God bless. And I'll keep
I love you, too, and I'll talk to you soon, babe. You take care, and go make those gold coins, would you?
I love that. I'm all over it. I will. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Okay, bye, Diane. Okay, I got to go to the next caller. I believe it's Sandra from L.A.
Is it me?
It's me, you.
It's me, it's me.
It's you? All right, so let everybody know I was right.
Yes, you were. Well, of course, you were right. You were right.
You know, we get paid for what we do. But that's not really what makes us feel good. I mean, for me, to be able to say, I told you so.
Oh, my God. How many years have you been telling me I told you so?
10 years. I was thinking about that today. 10 years. I've been reading for you for 10 years.
That's right.
Me and Grandma, just stepped up. She said, me too, me too.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you something about her, but later. I'll call you later for that one.
Yeah, and something with your son, too. He's seeing more of her?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay, because she just told me that. Anyway, but she's also saying, too, that you're moving.
Okay.
You know that?
No, I hope she comes and helps me pack.
What a good reply. No, she said that you've got a move coming up, and it could be this summer.
Awesome.
You're moving. You got another opportunity coming up. You know what? You're going to buy a house. How long have I been telling you? I see this house, and you're going to get it for a great deal. You're going to steal this house. And look what's happening to our economy. By the way, my 2009 predictions are up. For everybody listening, I want you guys to know that June is going to be a horrendous foreclosure month. I think it's going to be our biggest month yet. June, and then a little bit more in October, but for some reason, June is going to hit hard. And my mom saw an economist today on TV, and he agreed with me. He thinks that there's going to be a lot of houses hitting the market. So anyway, your house is probably one of those. It's a two-story. It's I want to say a sand color. All right, Sandra, what's your question?
Same two-story. No, just go. I've already told you what's going on. You were right about the job thing because I have that panel that they invited me to sit on. so I'm sure it's going to come through that, like you said. He contacted me. He's like hanging on a thread trying to figure out what's going on, but it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, he's going to want you to, I still see him like being with his head between his legs trying to say, but can we do dinner? You want to do dinner? He's just very passive. And you want to go out to dinner with him, but Sandra, I got to tell you, if you don't know this, you're about done with this guy. I mean, his not being able to commit, his mealy-maley ways and having to have these emotional excuses, they're just excuses, and you're done with it. I get the feeling that you are on a rampage to get to the next level in your life. You want to be secure. You want a good job. You want to make good money. You want to be able to offer a family to your kids. You're going to get married. That it seems like you're on a one-way track for that. And your husband has dark hair. He's about 6'1", 6'2". He has dark hair. Dark hair, dark eyes. Olive complected. Medium-sized nose.
Same one you keep telling me about.
Huh?
Same one you keep telling me about.
I do? Oh,
yeah,
I forget.
That's the same one.
This guy is just so fabulous. I see you guys getting married, and you guys are going to get married quickly, too. Like, you guys could possibly get married, like, 3 or 4 months after you meet him. It's going to be really quick.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Both of you guys are ready. You're going to know, and this is what you want, and it's going to be a really solid marriage, too. The guy is totally emotionally available. He's committed to you in every way. You know, sometimes guys are just committed with their verbiage, but this guy's heart, soul, and everything, he's just so ready for this.
Awesome.
I know, it's all coming, so
I know,
anyway.
I told you so. Hey, Sin's not in the room yet.
She's not?
No, I see she's still logged in at Predict My Future, but she's not in the room yet. Usually she's here by now. And they're not posting the lines that are open or not open, like you said they were going to.
They're not?
Well,
I think that's because all the lines are full, but it's a good thing you announced that because now they know what to
well,
do.
Somebody asked in the chat room, so I just want to make sure you know.
Okay. Okay, Sandra. Well, thanks, babe, and I will talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Frank from Ontario. Frank, are you there?
Greetings, Miss Muggsy.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Fine, just fine.
You know, your energy has so changed since I first started reading for you. You know, when I first read you, you had fear, so much fear around you and just this apprehension to what the future held. And now, today, your energy is very confident and secure, and you're exactly where you need to be. Your sister is very unnerved with what's going on. It seems like you're in a position of power. Is that what's going on? Or 'cause sometimes I see things differently than what's actually happening at that moment.
Yes, I think she might be a little uneasy. The reason for that, because my niece and my nephew got served a couple weeks ago, and I think another one will be in the process of getting served this week, if not already.
Frank, I get somebody gossiping behind her back, and she knows it, and it's bothering her. It must be the simple fact that your nieces are getting subpoenaed or something, but there's a lot of talk behind her back, and she knows it, and it's not good stuff. And I think what's coming out is that your sister's very greedy and selfish, and people aren't really respecting her very much. And I get the sense that they don't want to be involved with her. They don't want her around. They don't want to tell her what's going on. They're very secretive because she twists things and nobody trusts her. you know, I feel really sorry for her because people aren't going to want to invite her for Thanksgiving. People aren't going to want to share their lives with her because of the stuff that she pulls. The other thing that I'm picking up around your sister is it seems like she's got a health issue coming up that's going to be kind of severe. It seems like it could be like a chronic stomach problem or it's something, I can't pick up what it is exactly, but it's not good. She's not diabetic or anything, is she?
I really don't know. She hides everything. Everything from, well, at least for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she does. But she's got, no, I don't think she knows about this yet, because I get it coming this summer that something's going to hit her that is going to slow. I don't know what it is, so I can't see it. I can't put my finger on it. But there's something that is going to be coming up around her that is going to be like a maintenance type of thing. I don't know. I'll see if I can't get it in a minute or two. All right, ask me a question, hon.
Yes. Today I had a very good day. I basically was, I met this lady, over here at Desert Center, California, at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everything is going to go pretty well with her.
But you're married.
Oh, it's a business. Basically, it has to do with business.
Okay. You know what? What's with that Desert Center? Because that place is haunted.
Yes, and you know what? I felt the same way. I went there, and basically George Patton was there, and he used to train people there, over a million troops there. And I went to this bay, and you could feel the energy. I felt like I was pulled back 50, 60 years in time.
Yeah, because I'm actually seeing it's like a whole town that's going on. Because I can see people walking around and stuff. They also used to have carts, horses.
Yes.
Was it an old stagecoach area?
Well, it was. It's a road basically, which cuts from Highway 10 to the Colorado River.
And there was a lot of prostitutes in that area. There was also a lot of thievery going on. You had to watch out because there was a lot of bandits in that area. There's a lot of stick-ups, I guess.
I believe you. A lot of things are abandoned over there. Anyway, the person, her name is Suzanne, but she seems to be very nice, very up and up.
I like her. The thing that concerns me with her is that she doesn't have really good boundaries. She's a nice person and everything, but sometimes when people have poor boundaries, that means that they don't always make good decisions to protect everybody.
Yes.
Other than that, I don't get any problems with her. I don't get that she's a liar. I don't get any problems with her. I just get poor boundaries. The good news is that if you're hiring her as an employee, that she'd work overtime and do more than what she's supposed to do.
Yes, she does. She does. She basically owns the property.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that you don't take advantage of her because she does have a little bit of a passive-aggressive personality. And if you really start taking advantage of her, she would kind of backslash you. But it would have to get to a bad area. But I just wouldn't do it. I caution you on that. But she seems like a really good person, and you can count on her. If you're ever sick and you can't do something, she would be able to pick up the ball and run with it, as long as you always remember to respect her and, you know, do right by her, too. She seems like she's very loyal.
And that's very funny because I pick up her energy the same as my older sister. The one I'm having the problem with.
Oh, wow.
Passive aggressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get that, too. But I don't think she's as bad as your sister. Your sister has a little bit of hatefulness to her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this lady doesn't have that. She'd be passive aggressive, but... I think she's fine. I don't get anything. But get you doing really, really well. do you have another court date coming up towards the end of March?
It's in the middle of the March, March 17th at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay. Because watch your stress level. Once again, I'm picking up your stress, like, and it seems like it hits you around the heart area. So I just want to caution you with that. Okay?
You're right. Sometimes I'm lying down and my heart is racing just with the stress level. You're right.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. That's kind of a bad thing. And if you don't, do you yoga? Do you know yoga?
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to meditate as well.
Yoga would be better for you because it is a form of meditation, but it's also the movement and the releasing you need to get into. The just meditating alone isn't enough for you. It's like you need to learn how to do a releasing through your energy through your muscles. I think reflexology is what I'm thinking of. So, okay. Anyway. Okay, sweetie, I will talk to you soon. You take care.
Thank you. Blessings always. Thank you, Muggsy.
You too. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Alicia from Atlanta. Hi, you're on the air with Muggsy.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Is this Alicia? My Alicia?
Yeah, this is LG.
LG, oh, you're in the chat room.
Yeah.
Okay, girlfriend, what can I do for you?
Well, a friend of mine that I have been seeing, well, we started back seeing each other, and now has basically told me he is moving to L.A.
Yeah, I was getting cautious around this guy, and it also seems like he's a little bit of a manipulator, and I don't like the mm-hmm. games he's playing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What I would do is kick gloves with this guy, but he's just not secure enough for me, for you. He's Mr. Right now, but he's not Mr. Right. You have somebody very significant coming into your life around the end of July. Middle, end of July, somewhere in there. You have a new guy. I'm hearing tall, dark, and handsome. I'm also hearing he's a fantastic kisser, too. But I get the craziest stuff. Anyway, but I do get that he is a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ask a question.
Will things get better around as far as this show? I pushed it back to April, and I'm still having some challenges with the sponsors.
I get the feeling like your problems are going to still exist. Is there a man involved in this? Is he the one giving you problems? Is there a man?
Well, I've been dealing with Red Bull, and it's like they have been kind of duplicating themselves. Like, I've been dealing with Red Bull. It's two guys. One guy initially contacted me. His name was David. He's like, okay, I'm going to forward your information on. And then today I hear from Matt. And I'm like, wait a minute, I just sent it to David. What's going on here?
Okay, this guy, and what I was going to say around him is he seems like that's his personality. It seems to me like he's always creating drama or scenarios because it makes him feel important, and he likes people to rely on him. And it's not something like, oh, wow, look, we got over this, and now it's smooth sailing. I get the feeling like this guy is always going to be bringing in some kind of drama because he likes it. That's just his personality. And he also kind of waits until the last minute to do anything. And then it's quick, rush, do, quick, now. And the other thing that I pick up around him, too, is he blames other people. He doesn't want to take the responsibility that he might have done something or been responsible. It's you. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also picking up, too, that this guy likes you, though. He likes your personality, or he likes it when you call him, or to him you seem like
I haven't spoken to the guy. It's just been email.
Oh, I just, I'm picking up that he kind of likes you, though. Like, he likes your energy. I don't know, do you send him bubbly emails or anything like that? Are you funny in your emails? Because I just get him, like, laughing. He likes it.
I sent one email. This is crazy because I sent that email to David, and he somehow got the email.
That's
what I'm talking about. It's really weird, you know, and it's the corporate office in California for Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to bring this other guy in named Chris to help me get the sponsorship dollars so he has more experience in doing that.
Yeah, and he's a lot more of a straight shooter. He seems like he's very focused and to the point, and he wants to get in and get it done. He's not going to be dicking around. He's going to want to get the information and then go. He's extremely busy, and he's handling a bunch of accounts, so he's going to want to do it and do it fast. He reminds me of that saying, if you want something done, give the task to the busiest person in the room. He would be that.
Yeah, and then I talked to another friend of mine, Steven, about using their condo building spa deck to do the show at, which that would save me a whole lot of money.
I'm not getting anything on that. What did you have a specific question? Because around this situation, I just get the feeling like what I just explained. That you're going to have to, that Craig guy, the new one, he'll be able to help you out. The other one, I get the feeling like he kind of plays around a little bit.
He's giving me a run around.
Yeah, that's just his personality.
Okay. Also, since I enrolled in school, because you said I was going to go to school.
Good.
And it's been a challenge because I got enrolled late and stuff got messed up and financial aid got messed up. They finally got my financial aid straightened out, and I was like,
financial aid always takes a while to get straightened out. And just because you got straightened out this year doesn't mean you will next year. It's something that you need to always apply for early to make sure that all the paperwork gets in. And you have to be on your counselor's tail end, making sure that they filed it and everything went through smoothly. Otherwise, you will be like everybody else that's ever gone to school. You will have 1 year where your money comes in late and you're always sweating it. It's bad.
Well, you know what? It's funny, though. It finally came in. It finally came in, showing up on the account, but they have to give me my disbursement check.
Yeah, and you'll get it. But you're going to love school, and the more you get into it, and you know what? Don't wimp out on me. I know it's going to get difficult and challenging. It's going to be a juggling game, but you're going to have to just stick with it, okay? Don't wimp out on me because you will love it, and you're going to meet somebody substantial. So keep going. Okay, babe, I got to go. I got 3 people waiting, so Alicia, stay in touch with me, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye, babe. Okay, we're going to go to line 3, which is Karen. Hi, Karen. You're on the line with Mugsy.
How you doing?
Fine. Wow, do you have just very good energy. Okay, go ahead. You're very calm. All right, tell me what you want to know.
I'm very calm. Let's see, I've been stressed out trying to figure out what's going on. I'm trying to figure out where I want to move to because I need to move. I'm trying to figure out if there's a romance going to be coming anytime soon, and financial.
Okay, so basically what you want me to do is just quickly look at an overview of everything. There's no way, with that many questions and that in-depth of a reading, there's no way I could do it in 3 or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I would need to sit down with you and spend a little bit of time with you.
Probably 2 hours.
Not that long, because I'm kind of quick, but... Yeah, but I do get the feeling like you need to make some choices. The first thing that's coming up really strong around you is the move. And it seems like it's weighing heavily on you. It also seems like you're having difficulty sleeping. I see you tossing and turning at night. I also see you dreaming about a place.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a place in mind that you kind of are looking at?
No, I don't have a place in mind. I don't even know. I haven't made up my mind if I want to stay in Boston.
What town are you in? I mean, where are you? What state?
I live in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Oh. Ay, ay, ay. I'm not getting anything on the move yet. I get the feeling like you're probably, I think you'll know it will start to come more your direction. Something's going to start sticking out to you. And when it does, something's just going to, someplace, some area is going to be appealing to you, or there's going to be a job transfer or something. But I get you on two occasions having a dream about this place where you're going to move, and you're just going to know. I don't think it's supposed to be revealed yet. You're not thinking of moving until maybe the end of the summer?
Okay.
Is that true?
I was hoping either before summer or but before summer's out.
I don't get you moving before summer. If you do, I'm just not seeing it. I'm seeing more like the opportunity would come towards the end of the summer, and there's going to be more money, more opportunity. It's just going to be a better time all around for you to move. And
okay.
I can't see where you're moving yet. I'm not seeing it. I just see around that time frame. I keep looking. I can't see it yet. But I do get the feeling that that's like once you figure out the move place and everything else falls in place, and I get there is a man standing there, and he's a big guy. He's a big guy. He's tall. He seems very strong and very sturdy. He also drives like a real heavy car too. You really have to slam the door to the car. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I see like it's a heavy metal car. I don't know what it is. It could be a truck or something, but I see the door's hard to shut. I don't know, but I just keep getting the feeling like it's more towards the end of summer. And maybe that's why, because usually the closer it gets, the more detail I get, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think you have a little bit of time. You also have to save some money. What is happening around the end of June for you? I get kind of a stressful time period around the end of June.
Let's see. The only thing I can think that might be happening, but I'm not sure yet, but I went yesterday to the doctors and talked about knee replacement.
Oh, because I guess it's going to be really stressful around that time period. So, and you'd be worried.
Last year I had surgery last year in June, the ending of June.
Yeah, I think that you need to, I don't think that's why you're going to move. I think that's probably why you're going to, why you might wait because you want to get that. But you know what, I think you're probably going to move in September. I think you're going to know by the end of August and by September you'll be moving. I don't know, it seems like it's all going to come together in September. So, let me know, keep me informed, okay, Karen?
And it's funny you mentioned something about a guy in a car. I did meet a guy yesterday who was talking about how he don't like to let other people drive his car.
Is it a heavy car, like a heavy metal?
I've never seen his car, but it's just funny that, you know, you mentioned that. And I met a gentleman yesterday. We were talking, and he was, you know, he couldn't believe how old I was. And he asked me, could he call me and could we, you know, get together and sit down and talk. And then for some funny reason, he started talking about how somebody asked him about using his car, and he told him, no, I don't lend my car out.
How funny. And he loves his car, but I think it might be an older car. I don't know. It could be a Mercedes or a BMW. It's something that's a heavy metal car, and the doors are real heavy, and you have to really slam them to shut him. And he's really in love with this car.
I believe that from the way he was talking yesterday. I really believe that.
Is he tall? Is your guy tall? Dark hair?
He worked for a transportation company and he was bringing me home from my appointment. and we just got to talking.
Oh. Did he have a good sense of humor?
He had a very good sense of humor, and some of the things that I believe in, you know, he was just, you know, spitting out stuff, and I'm like...
Okay, but the other thing that I'm picking up, too, is that this guy, like, will tell you that he can't do something, and then he'll do it, or he'll say that he's not available, and he is. Like, sometimes he'll just play with you to see what you're going to say. Are you supposed to see
this
guy again?
He did put something... I kind of, like, picked up on something like that.
Okay.
Because he was saying how there's a young lady that he works with, and she's always, when you going to take me out to lunch, or when you going to do this, let's go to the casino, let's this, that. And he was like, everything that comes out of her mouth is money. And he said something, she was telling him what kind of candy and flowers and stuff he could buy her for, you know, her birthday and stuff like that. And he was like, I looked at her like she was crazy. I don't like people telling me what I should buy them. If I'm going to buy it for you, let me pick out what I want to get you.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And I was like, okay.
Keep me informed. I'd like to know what happens with the move, okay?
All righty.
Okay, good luck with the guy. I'm not getting much more detail on that, though, but I wish I was. But call me next week. I might get more.
All righty.
Okay, sweetie, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, and you have a beautiful one.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to, I think it's Jessica. Jessica from Boston, line one.
Hi, Miss Lady.
Hi, who's this? Is this Jessica?
Yes, this is. I was the last person you spoke to on Sunday. On the other show. That was my mom you just finished reading.
Wow, cool. Okay. Yeah, I remember, and it's funny because some of the people that stayed online could listen to the end of the reading, and the ones that hung up couldn't. So that was funny.
Okay.
All right, girlfriend, what do you want me to look at?
Finances, if possible. Because I want to move out of the state, too, but I know everything wraps around finances, and I have a court case right now, workers' comp, and they changed the date I was supposed to go in because of weather, and so now it's like I'm waiting for another court date. It's just a waiting game right now.
It almost seems like as soon as that court date is over, you're getting the heck out of there. You cannot move fast enough. You're going to be wanting...
so bad.
you're going to be packing those bags and going... And if you're waiting for money to come in, you might even, if the money, I'm not sure if the money comes in time, but you're going to have it set up that if it's not there on time, that you're going to have money that you can borrow and then you'll be able to pay back. I don't know if it's a credit card or what, but you're going to have it set up so you can go. I am getting May really strong, and they're showing me, like, throwing stuff in a suitcase and running. Like, trying to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, because I actually was trying to be in Miami in May for Memorial Day weekend. Because I have a DJ that I deal with down there who wants to help get me more networking down there.
See, yeah, that's what I'm getting. And I think you're going to do really well, too, once you get there. I mean, I think the first time, when you've moved someplace, it's stressful in the beginning. But once you get acclimated, you're going to love the environment. The area, is the air better where you're moving? Because I get, like, you breathing the air, like, ooh, it's so good.
I don't know, because I haven't decided exactly where I'm going, because I'm getting asked to come to Chicago, Philadelphia, and Miami to move, and Atlanta. So I'm like, I don't know which one is the best way for me to go, because either way,
I'm
getting out of Boston.
Yeah, can I make my prediction?
Pretty please with sugar on top?
Okay, but you gotta promise me you will not live your life by my prediction. Prove me wrong. That's what I always tell people. But I can see you standing outside and the ocean is in front of you.
Okay.
So I kind of think that you're going to try to figure out a way to go to Miami.
Beautiful thing.
And I know you have your limits on that area because of the cost and stuff, but you're going to be looking at a way to get around that. And for some reason, this is what they're showing me, is like a window opens, a window of opportunity for you to move at cheaper rate. You're going to get a deal. Something is going to open up. It's a really small window, so you have to look for it.
Okay. Because I actually been looking down there and actually different, like, entertainment posting on different websites. And I also looking up, like, Chicago, I look in Philly, and I also look in Atlanta as well as here. But I'm like, I'm ready to go. And I actually even signed up for Section 8. I'm actually supposed to hear back from them in a couple of weeks, too.
There you go. That would be that crack of window and that reasonable rate, because Miami can be extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to get around that with the Section 8. That's what I was saying. That would explain it.
Okay. That would be very helpful.
And the other areas are really good places to visit, but mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd want to live there. That's
okay,
just
I'm
not going
for suggestions.
Yeah. But I just get the feeling like the place that you're going to love is Miami. And I can see you at the ocean, and you're taking in, like, these big breaths of the sea air, and you are loving how it smells. Your whole life is going to be changing in such a positive environment. So let's see what happens, okay? I want to know.
Okay, I'm going to keep you posted with everything, because, like I said,
yeah.
Sunday, I'm not going anywhere. I am
no.
here with you. Good. You're stuck with me.
Oh, I love that. Okay. that's okay. I can handle it. But I'm really excited about Miami. I mean, I just, when you said that, it's like, woohoo, that's where we're going. So once you get there, you're going to have to send me a postcard.
Oh, definitely.
I think the
other
you're
invited
offer...
to come.
Thanks.
You're invited
the other
for housewarming,
is,
including Miss Liz. I mean, Miss Lynn. I'm sorry, Miss Lynn.
Miss
I love
Lynn.
You.
She's great.
She's a sweetheart.
But the other places have opportunities, but it's the quality of life, and I don't know why, but I just get Miami is going to be, even though you might have own like three pieces of clothing and a chair, you'd be so much happier there just because of the environment, the energy, the mentality, where you're going to be, where you're going to be working. It's just, I don't know. You're going to have to let me know.
Okay.
But don't
definitely.
Live your life by it, okay?
Sure, the only thing I'm nervous about Miami is tornado season.
Is what?
Tornado season. The hurricane season.
Oh.
That's
well,
all.
You know what? There's always ways around that. And I don't think that there's always protective mechanisms. Like, I live in California and people worry about the earthquakes. Yeah, so we get rattled at night when we go to sleep. It's no big deal. Very few are really devastating, maybe one in every 10 years, and I've never lived in one of those areas, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. I just don't.
Okay.
I think you'll be fine.
I still got to visit out there, too. I want to go to Cali and look around and experience the California life for a little bit, too.
You should. Okay, babe, I got to run. I got two people,
thank
and I think
so
I
much.
Have, like, 5 minutes. Okay, thanks.
All right, take
I'll
care.
I'll talk to you later. Bye,
bye-bye.
Jessica. Okay, we're going to go to Noella in Canada on line 4. Hi, this
Muggsy.
Is Muggsy.
Oh, hello, Muggsy. This is Noella.
Hi, Noella. What can I look out for you?
Okay,
I get love around you. Are
oh,
you in a relationship
nice.
Now?
No, I'm not, actually.
Are you wanting one? Because it seems like it's coming in strong.
Sure. Well, it's been 3 years since I've been in a serious relationship, so that's nice.
You've been doing a lot of challenging regrouping changes and refocusing on what you want. Your ideologies around the perfect person has changed, and you're a
yeah.
little bit more flexible in another area, which is going to I don't know. This guy's coming in. He's easygoing, laid back, not what you're normally used to, but a little love back.
All right. That is exactly right.
Anytime something comes in really fast and strong, we know we've got a hit there. Okay, what do you want me to look at? Ask me a quick question because I have one person waiting.
Okay, I have a sale of a house up since November. I live in Canada. It's winter time, so it's not the best time. But I'm just wondering if you saw it. Like, I've had people come and see it and everything, but I know
I get the feeling like it's going to sell kind of quickly. I get the feeling like it's in a really good area. And I know that the housing market is really bad, but I don't get it as bad in your area. And I'm picking up that I think it's going to be an elderly couple that's going to be buying your house.
Oh, nice. I bought it from an elderly.
But it might be in April.
Okay, that's fine. I've been just sort of living on a shoelace lately.
Yeah.
I think you have a
little bit longer to go, but I get an elderly couple. I don't think you're going to have that much more, and I also get another open house that's coming up around you.
Okay,
Another one coming up, and it seems like it's in the middle of the March, middle of March that you're going to be having one.
Because I'm just hiring a realtor. I was trying to do this bravely on my own. But
no.
I think you have. Do you think that's a good idea that I'm getting the realtor involved now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And she's a woman, and she's a workhorse. She seems like
she's really
serious. She knows her stuff, and she's really going to do a good job for you.
Oh,
and I get,
you made my day.
Do you already know who she is?
Yes, I do.
Does she have darker hair, brown hair?
Sort of like dyed, you know, the brown with the blonde in it.
That's her. Yep.
Yeah.
She's a really good worker. Well, Noella, will you keep me informed and let me know?
I will, and you're just a beautiful lady, and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You too, and good luck.
Okay.
I want to hear I told you so.
Okay. I will.
Okay, I'll
bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Marlene. It's my last call on line two. Marlene, are you there?
I am so happy to get through to you. I have been trying for a month. I even listened to your own radio station, and you're always so busy. But I'm very happy to be talking to you now.
Thank you. Okay, I think 5 minutes to do a reading for you. So what do you want me to look at?
I want you to
look at... You have a grandmother coming in really strong.
Thank you. Would you tell me about that?
Your grandmother, does she have, like, I don't know why I'm getting pulled to the left leg. Did she have a stroke?
It actually is not my grandmother. It's my mother I'm wondering about.
Did she have a stroke?
She did many years ago, but that's not how she died.
No, but she's showing me, like, a stroke. Did it affect the left side of her body?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what she's showing me. Oh, my God. You're giving me the chills. Why do you call me 5 minutes before? This is going to be a long reading.
I have been holding on for 25 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I really want to read. You're going to have to call me again so I can read you more because your mom has a lot to say. She's just glad that she can make contact with you. She's sending me so much love. She's telling me to tell you patience. Things are going to start to get better and trust and believe. Now, are you in and out of a relationship, something with a relationship, in and out of a relationship? I keep hearing. What is that?
No, I've been married for 41 years. My daughter and I are having a little problem right now.
Okay. She's saying, was your mom a strong mother? Because she's saying, suck it up, that this is kind of what happened.
Oh, she's
all right.
Very strong.
She's saying, yeah, suck it up, that it's going to blow over, but your daughter kind of needs to learn her lesson, too, and she can't push on you and break you down. You're right. You know you're right. You're on the right path, but it seems like she likes to fight you sometimes. Sometimes she will be a mother, and she'll understand, too, but that will be much later. She's just saying that suck it up. It will get better, but it's kind of like you need to just go through this. And how funny, because she's saying you're still mommy's girl.
Oh, thank you.
That is so funny, because she's telling me that you need your mom right now.
Yeah, Well, you know, my mom died, and I was there at her death. I helped her pass over, eh? So she was in my house.
Oh. I'm not getting, she's not, like, focusing on her death or how she died. She's like, it just happened, like, she just slipped over, and she's really glad to be on the other side. She likes it. It was her time to go. She likes the people that she's with. She's surrounded with friends and loved ones. She's saying that there are pictures of people that you have that she's now with. Probably. You know what that means. Anyway, but she's saying that, I don't know, that everything's going to be fine between you guys. She's just saying patience, that it seems like you're going to have to stand firm, like have firm boundaries. Your daughter's testing you. Is your daughter throwing some kind of a temper tantrum?
Well, no, I think she's trying to find her own. I mean, I'm a pretty strong person, so she's very much like me. I think she's just trying to find her. I mean, she's 39, you know, so she's just trying to hold her own. And,
yeah.
You know, and
you know what? When we find our own, sometimes, I know I did this with my mom, too, you retaliate against your mom because you want them to back down and let you do what you need to do, even if that means falling on your face. And then when you do, you want your mom there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I get. And I'm also getting your daughter is really smart. She'll figure it out. She's very much a love bug. She wants to try something new that you haven't necessarily tried, and that's okay. She'll be, and you know what I also get to? She tells you everything. She will be open about it. She will tell you.
Well, she always has told me everything except for the past little while.
See, you need to just calm down because, the more you calm down and the more patient you are, the more that she's going to open up to you and tell you. And then instead of, like, fighting against you, she will come to you and be asking you advice again. And some stuff you're going to have to admit you don't have the answers for because you don't know what she's going to be going through. And that's going to take some courage, but it's going to allow you guys to bond even more. I get the feeling like she's going to be teaching you some stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your mom is saying that she's going to come to you in a dream, if not tonight, in the very near future, that you will see her in a dream.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but she's showing me, if you're facing the bed, let me see if I'm right. If you're facing the bed and I'm looking up at the headboard, do you sleep on the left side of the bed?
Yes, a lot of times.
Okay, because that's what she's showing me. That's what she's showing me. Who has asthma?
Who has asthma?
Did she have troubles breathing or anything? Or
no, just near the end she did.
Okay.
But no, I don't know anyone has asthma.
No, she was just saying problems breathing. I thought it was asthma. It's my interpretation. Anyway, babe, I got to go. I've got, I think, 1 minute to say goodbye to everybody. You know what? You call me on Sunday night. I have another show, or call me next Thursday, but call in early.
Yeah, I will try again early. I tried right when, my time, it's at 10 to 8, right? So
yeah.
I'll try, but I will try again, absolutely.
Okay, Marlene, because I would love to talk to your mom more and find out what she's doing and give you some answers, because I think she's got some big messages for you that I just don't have time to get to right now.
Okay, I will.
Okay, Marlene, thanks for calling
in.
Okay, you
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, thanks for calling in. That is my last call for this evening, and I do want to thank you for showing up and participating and allowing me to look into your lives. I'm going to be in the chat room. It's Ms. Muggsy's Den with Ms. Lynn, and we're going to be in there for a little bit afterwards, and I hope you guys call next week. If you guys want a private reading, we're on predictmyfuture.com, and you can read my 2009 predictions on psychicmuggsy.com. So thanks again, and I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye-bye.